Hi, hello, and welcome back to the 1983 National Football League Draft.
And with the first round pick,
John Elway, Jim Kelly.
Welcome back to the
draft.
And with the
first round
pick,
Dan Marino,
Gruden. NFL draft. And with the
first round
pick,
Deion Sanders.
I was kind of scared. I thought Detroit was going to take me. I would ask for so much money that I had to put me on layaway.
Welcome back to the
NFL draft.
Good young players.
What the draft's all about.
You're in and you're out.
Welcome back to the
draft.
Wide receivers, running back.
Tackle.
Quarterback.
Every year in the draft.
There has been a trade.
Ricky Williams.
John Dolphin. On a shady Saturday.
Welcome back to the
draft.
Defensive line.
Wide receiver.
Running back.
Tackle.
Quarterback.
That's all I'll get into that.
Primetime. Looks like you're wearing your signing bonus.
No more sales.
Welcome back to the
NFL draft. And with the
first round
pick,
Eric Dickerson.
Reggie Bush.
Welcome back to the
draft.
And with the
primetime
pick, Keyshawn Johnson.
I'll be ready.
And with the
first round
pick,
Randy Moss.
I'm a pick.
No,
I'm a pick.
Good, I want to hear this.
First round pick.
You can't have all these rejoins and expect me to just keep going.
Who the hell is Mel Kiper?
Welcome back.
My neighbor.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150.
My neighbor's a postman.
93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me give a huge shout out and special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They will find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com during the commercial break. During the commercial break, quick conversation between myself and Nick Valvano. He is not a drive-through bag checker, nor am I. Move out the line.
We like to live dangerously.
Yo, listen, it's just a surprise bag. I'll just check the surprise bag. I'll take a whiff. I don't like onions. I don't like lettuce. If I smell it on my food, I'll just say, that's what we're eating today. We're eating onion burger, whatever they got. Whatever they got. Yeah,
we're expanding our horizons.
Listen. If I don't have a girlfriend, I'm definitely not gonna ever see corrected meals. A woman is the only person gonna correct a meal around me.
The only time I ever had to like correct a meal, and I felt like a tool bag doing it. But I was on Vitality, and I had such a strict diet thing.
Yes.
I was like, guys, I'm gonna throw off. If I don't get this steak plain, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I almost was like, you can charge me for it. Just please bring me one that isn't going to mess up the diet.
A clean steak.
Yeah. Like, I can't have, like, you know, oil
on
it.
When was the last time that I didn't accept an order? It would have to be.
I found some bugs in my food once.
Oh, God.
And that was just sort of like, hey.
You said bugs, plural, Nikki.
Yeah,
you did not find multiple bugs in your food.
No, but I remember distinctly one time. I bit a piece of pizza.
Where are you in Bangladesh? You did not find bugs in your food. Multiple bugs. That's not true.
I did find a piece of a giant like horsefly.
Okay.
Was cooked into the pizza.
I could see that happening.
Like, you know, I bit the pizza and I looked down and I said, that's a weird shape pepperoni.
That's,
oh, that's a fly.
I've seen a fly land in my drink before, so.
Oh, yeah, that's. Yeah. Yeah, they get everywhere,
that's
man.
That's a cookout.
Yeah. It's part
but
of
yeah,
the
I don't. Yeah, I don't check bags and drive through. You get what you get. Okay. So, from one group of pros to another group of pros, I have a question. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. A lot of conversation as we're watching the transfer portal, as we're watching. Again, there's probably about 10 confirmed, real true confirmed numbers about what players are getting. A big part of me thinks it is about 80% exaggeration on what these players are saying they're getting, what they're asking for in the NIL market. It's they've been trying to sensationalize and turn these NIL deals into million-dollar deals from the very beginning. And it's basically confirmation bias. From the moment NIL got approved, there's a certain group of people who had just, you know, just the sky is falling and they won't acknowledge anything responsible about NIL, anything productive about NIL. To everybody that just knew it was going to turn into pro sports and they just looking for the highest number possible to like I said, to just face their, to just do the confirmation thing. So we're hearing a number as of late. Word is on the street, around the campfire, however you want to say it, that Jaden Quaintance's number is $1.5 to $2 million. And allegedly, Kentucky has dropped out of the race and Arkansas has dropped out of the race. Two-part question to the Louisville fan. If it's true, and you got this bag, this $4 million plus bag. Jaden Quaintance, let's say he's the number six player in the country. Does the average Louisville fan sign off on the Jaden Quaintance $1.2 to $1.5 to $2 million bag for that player? You think so, Nikki?
I think so.
Texters, do you sign off on the Jaden Quaintance bag? If you do sign off, give me the number. Because some people say, give him what he wants. Some people say, I'll do a mil, two, but I'm not going 1.5 plus. Where do you, okay, you, but you think most people will say, give him the bag. Texter, first texter says, hell no. Next texter, okay, didn't see that. He's 16 years old. He ain't worth 1.2. Next season. The texter says, yes, get him. Drop the bag. Exclamation, exclamation. Who do we got online?
We got Steve.
Steve, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Steve.
I'm a huge U of L fan, but absolutely not, because I just think it takes too much of our stash away. And unless that the money can be raised separately outside of the money that we already have, I just can't see it. The kid's only 16 years old. You don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 years. So I'm absolutely opposed to it. I think that's just way too much money and what for about, us to be what, involved in.
What about if you could guarantee $1 million per year? So he gets a $2 million, but he's guaranteed to stay 2 years.
That's so much more than any other of our athletes are getting. I just, and Jeff Walls was on this morning with Diener and talking about, you know, what they're struggling with to get $30,000 or $40,000 per player or whatever the figure was he mentioned, and it's just way too much. I don't think let Arkansas have him, or not Arkansas. Yeah, but let Memphis have him. Let Memphis have him, because you know it's just going to take too much of our stash away, and I'm against it, unfortunately. But that's just the way it is. Unless now if somebody steps up, wants to drop it, then maybe. But I just overall, I think it's a bad precedent for us.
Well, sensible, Steve. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Marcus. I appreciate it. Hey, I love your show, buddy.
I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
That was sensible, Steve, that said, that's just too much.
I don't disagree.
I could hear in Steve's breath, just, look, I want players, but that's just too much. I can't.
Yeah. Well, this is the question Ed just called and wanted me to ask you. Is this for a year, or is this 1.5 a year? Is that what the estimations are?
Let's negotiate with our estimations. Because here's the thing. If you would do it one per year, you can say that. If you just say, $1 million, no! 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 You get nothing! You stole fizzy lifting drinks! You get nothing!
Good day, sir!
Good day, sir! Yeah. Listen. What's my name? Pete. What is Blue Chips? Nick Nolte, Coach Pete, something. Texas, give it to me. Coach Pete, something. Get the hell out of my office. Who am I thinking of? What's Coach's name in Blue Chips?
Nick Nolte.
Yes, Nick Nolte. What's his name?
I know. I can't think of his name.
Coach Pete something.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
It's not Pete Carroll. I don't know what it is. Who do I got up next?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Lawrence.
Marcus, with that much money, he better average 30 points a game. he better win ACC Player of the Year and win College Player of the Year. Because if he don't do all that, that's a waste of money. So if he wants that much money, I ain't paying that. Ain't nobody paying that amount. Because you better have a Carmelo Anthony type of year and dominate college basketball. Mm. If he can't, then why spend that much money on a guy who just going to stay 1 year? So no, I ain't giving him that much money. I pass on that.
For 1 year, where would you draw the line, Lawrence?
I'll draw the, like I said, Marcus, if he ain't going out there and putting up 30 points, then that's a waste of money. If he ain't going out there and dominating the ACC next year, that's a waste of money. If he ain't winning College Player of the Year, that's a waste of money. Because he's sounding like he's going to be the best player ever in the history of basketball right now. And if that's the case, then I'm passed because you have not proven yourself at all. Yeah, you dominate the high school ranks, but college basketball is a different animal. You know that, Marcus. So I'm just saying, Marcus, like, he better off going through the D-League if he think he's that great.
Lawrence, I appreciate the call. Listen, you know, I want to hear some other opinions before I give my number. I have a number in my mind. I have a number. And who do I got up next, Nick? Who should I take? Paul, thanks for joining us, P-Bell. Thank you, Texas. Paul, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Paul.
Good afternoon. First of all, I just want to say good morning.
Morning.
That's too much. We got to have salary caps. We need salary caps, period. I mean, this is becoming a pro league, like you said. I think I called in yesterday into that. It's got to be treated like a pro league. You need salary caps. You need, you know, deadlines and closer deadlines for, you know, player transfers. You need, you know, agency rules. They just need to start looking at it like it's purely a pro sport.
What worries you the most? Is it the motivation after they get paid, or is it just, or are you afraid of colleges just getting priced out, or like which is your biggest concern that makes you say a cap?
That's my biggest problem is colleges get priced out. We pay this kid $1.5 million, and he's not the next LeBron James. The next good player that comes in says, "Hey, he played Quinn is 1.5. I'm twice as good as him. I'm gonna need 3." It's just gonna get outrageous. You got to put caps on it. You got to say, okay, schools, you can pay any player you want as much money as you want, but no individual school can pay more than X number of dollars per year for kids. Now, you're not controlling the kids at that point, but you're controlling the schools.
Yeah, listen, Paul, I appreciate the call. That's because that's the question. The question is, are you more worried about the schools getting priced out, or are you worried about the motivation or the risk of losing motivation out of particular kids? Because, again, families, individuals, lifestyle, student, it all goes into one big jambalaya of potential problems versus potential solutions and what's fair and what's right and wrong. Kevin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to call in and say I feel the opposite of most everybody calling in here. We've been booty for the last I don't know how many years, and this is just the way it is. We got money. We got it raised. Let's go out and get these dudes. Let's win. We got Pat Kelsey. If Pat Kelsey believes in Quaitins, I believe in him. That's our coach. If he wants them, put the money in his hand, and let's get some W's.
Listen, Kevin, I appreciate the call. Say Kevin's firmly in the you can't take it with you school of thought. Hey, money, it's just money. Who cares? Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Roger.
Hey, thanks. Hey, my first thought on that was, could you imagine if this was if DJ Wagner was coming out this year and he was going to get $1 million-plus and then had the year like he had last year? I mean, somebody's going to pay all his money, and it could be a bust. So, I don't want to pay all that money unless Kelce knows that this kid is going to be the be-all, end-all. No, you know.
Let me ask you this. If you could be guaranteed a Sweet 16, would you pay it?
I don't know. Not and unless I know that he's the reason for it, then no. I mean, I believe Kelce is going to be successful with players that are not going to ruin the locker room, too. Because one guy's going to make all that money, and everybody else is going to be looking at him like, yeah, I'm going to throw you the ball. No, bro. You know.
No.
Anyway, that was just my thought. It could be a big bust for a high school kid coming to college. Like I say, DJ was the end-all, be-all last year, and look what kind of year he had. Of course, look who was coaching him, but still.
Roger, listen, I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of opinions all over the board. I do enjoy that. Because, like I said, there is potential buzz, but there is – you know, kind of some flexing, you know, and it does send a message to college. What if you're doing some realigning, you know? What if you are about to change your Power 50 and people know that you don't mind spending the money to make sure your program is up to par or ahead of the curve? We're going to go to Ryan. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Ryan.
$1.5 million is a no for me. Simple enough, look at the Final Four rosters or the starting lineups. How many freshmen started in it? I don't think it gets any more simple than that.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the money, go get you some old guys, and let's do this thing.
What's the max number you'd pay for a player?
For Quaitens or any player?
Any player or Quaitens. Either one.
I can do $1 million for the right player, but not a 16-year-old freshman. Quaitens, I'll go $500,000.
I good number. I appreciate the call. Yeah, say
500,000. I mean, like I said, look at the Final Four starting lineups. You got NC State that started what, 3 grad transfers, 2 grad transfers, and 2 other seniors on that starting lineup. I think the ship's going the other way.
Right. I appreciate the call. Ryan says 500,000. On the freshman. Boy, this is not Monopoly money we're talking about, people.
Yeah.
$500,000 is still a lot of money to be paying on potential.
For a 16-year-old kid, yeah.
For anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
But see, but I added the 16-year-old kid thing because he's.
Golly.
Like, I could. Doc brought up a good point. Do you think Kansas people would have said Hunter Dickinson was worth $1 million?
Is that what they started? Is that the number they saying?
That was the number that was thrown around.
I can't see the top. Who do we got up here?
Bob.
Bob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Bob, fire away.
Well, hey, guys. Do we know that? Because what I read yesterday from, I think, Joe Tipton or the other basketball guy.
Yes, one of those guys.
They said that Louisville dropped a bag in capital letters of money on this Quaitens kid, and it's they're waiting for Memphis, I think, to come back. I don't know if that's true or not, but $1.5 million. I'm like the last guy that you talk to. Go get a veteran, an older guy, and. You know, the $1.5 million for a 16-year-old kid, you know, I don't care if he's LeBron James. this NIL is crazy stuff. I'd go get an older dude Because you don't even know. I mean, this guy's got 2 years. He's a freshman. He's 16 years old. Is he going to be worth that amount of money? I just think this whole thing is crazy. That's my take on it.
Listen, I appreciate the call. By the way, we do have a back channel chime in from one Jalen Reeves Maben.
Hey.
So I text him during the break. I says, were you more happy or relieved when you got drafted? Simple answer, relieved.
There you go.
One former player chimes in. Former player. Hell to the nah. I'm willing to compromise based with incentives to make more. Maybe a conference player of the year. I mean, of course you can't technically do that with the rules, but I get the point of some try to hide escalators in there some
right,
kind of way.
Right.
But here's the thing. Actually, do I need to take one more call? Steve, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Steve.
Okay, Marcus, let's just say you give him the 1.5 or 2 million. And Terrence Williams, the kid from James Madison.
Yep.
He comes in and just dominates him in practice and dominates him on game day. What do you do then? You see? I mean, then you got to pay, we got to pay him $3 million. Man.
So you just...
I mean, and it's a good possibility that's going to happen, too, because that kid's a player. I know JQ's a player, too, but, the other guy is pretty good himself.
Right. No, listen, here's the thing, Steve. I appreciate the call yet again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not here to argue with you, but I am here to say $500,000 is a ton of money. If I can't split up $500,000 between about four dudes, right? Four dudes splitting up. We're talking $115 apiece. This is why I get a coach. This is why you buy a coach. This is why you hire a coach. I'm not giving anybody over $200,000 to have my college team. And my $200,000 guy better be about as can't miss. Listen, he has to have at least 3 years in college, at least two dominant years in college before we even think about going six. If I got a coach, I'm not going to pay him $200,000. Listen, if I have a squad and 7'1" Bam Adebayo comes open, we find $200,000.
I was about to say, there's exceptions, of course.
Extreme circumstances. If you're the last key, I'm not building my team around a dude that cost me $200,000 in college. Now, I'll close the team with the $200,000 guy. You know, late portal guy. Maybe I tamper with him. maybe I just, yeah. And you know what the other thing is? Keep your mouth shut. My number one rule is you don't talk NIL with your teammates. We'll provide you with counseling or whatever you need, resources. You don't talk NIL with your teammates. Because I don't need in-house negotiating teammate versus teammate. But here's the thing. Like, teammates get pissed at each other over preferential treatment about how often you get new shoes. If you're good, you can go in there after every game and say, hey, Johnny, I need new shoes. If you suck, Johnny's going to look at you like,
people in hell need ice water.
You don't even play.
Right.
You don't play enough to need new shoes. Get out of my face. I'm surprised Jonathan Israel didn't get beat up more as a manager. Actually, he never got beat up because everybody needed him. But you get the point. Teammates get jealous of each other for the amount of female attention they get. Can you imagine being in a locker room?
With thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands discrepancy. We all have to be within $70,000 of each other because somebody who makes $70,000 more is already into the real estate game or something. You know what I'm saying? Good credit and look, good opening credit and real estate literacy, and they'll be.
Oh, they're DJ Burns, man. They got a vending machine business already.
Can you imagine the college real estate student coming in and taking off his tie and getting ready to practice?
Oh, man.
How pissed off would fans be if they knew that in his off time, he was running his rental properties?
He's a landlord.
Oh, my God. This fan base would absolutely lose. Listen.
He's renting to one of the other guys on the team. You gonna fix that water heater, man, or what?
Listen, I'm in the press conference like, yeah, my landlord needs to come fix my washing machine and dryer. And I'm working on getting somebody over here. Got to call the property manager and get everything straight with him. It's like, golly, what are we doing?
I'm not paying for July. Listen, until you get the damn gas leak fixed.
Nikki, everybody has to be within $75,000 of each other.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And again, my policy would be we can't talk. We fight club. We can't discuss our finances. Because none of y'all are going to be mature enough to know what the other person's going to make.
Hell no. I'm in my 30s. I wouldn't be mature enough to handle it.
We all the people in here don't want to know what our coworkers make on endorsement deals. So you know kids are just going to be...
Many moons ago, I got an email I wasn't supposed to see. Let me just say...
You still ain't let it go?
Hell no. Hell no. Your boy's productivity went pretty... Took a nosedive after that.
I tell you what, we'll reset the show. We'll bring it on home. Quick commercial break. Last commercial break. 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor, terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick tock,
welcome back. It's midday from Marcus Maybe 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Right now is that time of the show. Although the weather would not worry you at the moment, there is always something waiting around the corner. And remember, your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Also, huge shout out to one of our day one partners, business sponsors, partners, all that good stuff. We're always in the same category. Derek A. Stewart, for all of your home buying and selling needs, all questions you need answered, take this number, 502-314-9868. Again, if you're interested in buying, you're interested in selling, renting, all these special programs, he can point you in the right direction. And that chances are he'll be able to answer any question you have. And if not, he'll help you find the answer together. So remember, Derek A. Stewart, 502-314-9868. There is the widest range of responses to this one. And here's the thing. Usually I can get a bead, okay, on there's usually some kind of line. It might be a political line, it might be an age line, it might be a delegation line, it might be some kind of line to help me identify where these opinions come from, or you know, which groups will vote a certain way when it comes to the NIL. Nikki, I gotta say, I'm proud of the people. This is an independent thinking group. There is scared money don't make doesn't make any money. There is I ain't giving them damn people anything. Listen, go coach a team. You go find the hungriest, $25,000 apiece. Go get some hungry dogs and go win. There is pay whatever. You can have whatever you like. It's the widest range of options. Again, if you're just now joining the show, I kind of posed the question, where is your personal line? Are you a drop the bag, do whatever you got to do to get the wins? Do the wins come with the players? Is it worth the risk? A lot of people are bringing up the fact that you take the risk and your guy craps out and you get the DJ Wagner performance, and then next time the boosters are not as willing to shell out the same level of cash, which is also a risk, and it's what everybody's putting up with again. Or the faucet's gonna run dry. The NIL faucet will be a little tougher to, or you can move to Arkansas and get the Waltons to bankroll you, or Tyson to bankroll you.
Tyson chicken, right? Yeah. See, my thing is though, it's just my two cents. I'm not saying that 1.5 is too high, that's too much.
Yeah, like market, whatever, you know. It might be a market. It might not. Right. It might be out market.
I'm just saying that
you're not dug in.
You're right. That I do feel though that it would be good right now to see, because we're coming off $1 million match.
Uh huh.
Fundraiser
502 Circle.
So yeah, shout out 502. They hit that goal. Mm. So shout out to them for doing that. So they basically just filled their coffers with $2 million. Now I'm not saying I want all of that to go to Jaden Quaintance by any stretch. I'm just saying that the idea of that, the fan base seeing, feeling like, no, we did that. Like, would be kind of
they're
a
going
victory.
To hate his guts.
Oh no!
Whoever is the highest paid player, and if it gets leaked out, we're going to hate you.
Oh no, 100%. And they have to be prepared for that. And as a 16-year-old unproven, like recruiting commodity, I mean, I know the kid's a baller from what we've seen, but he's not a, like you said, not a a college player with 2 years of experience that balled for at least one of them. You know, still unproven in that regard. I'm not saying that I would give all of it to him. I'm just saying that right now it is ripe for the picking for the fans to feel like they brought somebody here.
Sorry, I was.
No, you're good.
I was trying to fade you out, but I kept on cutting you off a little too fast.
No, you're good.
But I agree with what you're saying. And it's like Townsend. Townsend for
Oakland.
Oakland.
Yeah.
If Jaden Quaintance was on this campus right now, and you went to the block with Townsend, he'd punish him.
Right.
Townsend would punish.
I don't disagree with that.
On the block. You listen, I'm not saying Quaintance wouldn't be able to get some buckets on Townsend, but he'd punish him right now. He'd go to the free throw
right line. Now. Right.
Right now. He'd listen. He'd Jokic him. He'd have him so frustrated. He'd be on the foul line. We saw it with our own two eyes. Whatever he didn't make last year, we watched him against Kentucky. We watched sub $100,000 guys with a collective goal win a lot of games.
Right.
Here's the thing. For the crowd that says pay whatever, you can be right as well. You can be Big Daddy Warbucks. You can pay to get all the top tier guys. But I can be right too. Because like I said, I know dudes all over college. Now, if you got an eye for talent, an eye for motivation, if you have an eye for that kind of, for picking out those kind of guys, you can put together a big time Power 5 Division 1 roster without breaking the bank. You can have effective dudes that can punish. That can punish anything under a sophomore. This kind of looks like what Kelsey's out here trying to do. But yeah, if you get to practice right now, what Townsend would do to Jaden Quaintance, you realize he would be like a counselor at a Nike camp. Townsend, if he went to go be a counselor at a Nike camp, being a 5-year, 6-year college guy, he'd literally be showing them things they don't know how to do.
It's a good point.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to watch some OG 6-year seniors just punish some of these incoming kids.
Gonna learn today.
Yeah. I know you got some upside potential, and I know you've been listening to Cal and Kenny and all these people. I'd punish you with my 6-year senior right now. Townsend, Quaintance, get out there. First 1-5. I'm transferring, coach. I know. As always, 8150 93.9 is always the number. 3831 93.9 is always the text line. YouTube channel is normally made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven. 93.9 the Ville.